Britain.
Labour's tech policy. It doesn't compute. Cancelling a super-fast computer could harm Britain's tech economy.
British scientific pursuits have long been thwarted by parsimony. Black Arrow, the only British rocket to successfully launch a satellite into orbit, was subjected to endless reviews by sceptical bean counters in the Treasury. The first attempt failed to reach orbit. By the time of the successful mission in 1971, funding for the future of the programme had been cancelled, effectively ending the country's orbital space programme as it began. After decades of gathering dust, the rocket's battered remains were put on display in Pennycook, near Edinburgh, in 2019. A few miles from Pennycook, hopes of another scientific breakthrough are fading. The creation of Britain's first exascale computer system, a super-fast computer the size of a small house, is in doubt after the new government announced it would cut £1.3 billion, that's $1.7 billion, of support for tech and artificial intelligence, or AI. The decision has raised questions about Labour's commitment to boosting Britain's tech economy. Exascale computers are those capable of processing a quintillion calculations each second. That is more than 50 times faster than Britain's most powerful current system, known as Archer 2. Around £800 million of the £1.3 billion allocated by the previous government had been earmarked for the project at the University of Edinburgh, which would have radically reduced the time taken to perform complex research, according to Mark Parsons, director of the university's Supercomputer Centre. Some experts saw the project as critical to accelerating the adoption of AI in Britain. The government insists it remains committed to supercomputing. Ministers are expected to announce alternative proposals in a budget due on October 30th. Under the previous government's plans, the Edinburgh project would have eaten up much of the available investment. Some experts thought the scheme was too focused on traditional scientific simulations rather than on AI. Matt Clifford, an industry expert, is drawing up a national AI roadmap, which will be ready next month. Yet with a tight spending settlement looming, the project's cancellation looks suspiciously like a way of balancing the books. Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, has also scaled down plans to help fund a vaccine manufacturing plant on Merseyside. AstraZeneca, the pharma giant behind the facility, may now relocate to France. An obvious problem with super-fast computing is the ballooning upfront costs. Archer 2 cost just £79 million, roughly a tenth of the cost of the exascale project. Just as in the space race, Britain risks falling behind. Two decades ago, only America had more computing power. Today, Britain ranks 12th, just after Saudi Arabia. America has two exascale systems. Experts believe China does too. Germany is set to launch one this year, followed by France next year. If the Edinburgh project does not go ahead, it is not clear whether Britain can catch up. That is a problem, because the amount of computing power required to train AI models is doubling every 3 to 4 months, and Britain's existing supercomputers are due to reach the end of their lives in 2 years. Without access to the speeds available elsewhere, British researchers and tech companies may struggle to compete. One lesson from Black Arrow is that cancelling the project not only ended Britain's space programme, it drove talented engineers away. Britain has not successfully launched a rocket in half a century. Scientists, scrambling to secure funding for a British exascale computer, hope to avoid a similar fate. The University of Edinburgh has spent £31 million building a supercomputing hub. The power supply is up and running, but the room designed to house the enormous machine lies dark.